Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, there we go. British lady, very much obliged in. Hello. Salutations to everybody out there, pop culture stars. I am your host, Dave Atwell, and it is, God, what's the date? May 4th. May the, I just got done saying Star Wars.
May the 4th be with you.
Jesus Christ. Yes, it is May 4th.
And against
May
you.
May the 4th be with you. Star Wars Day.
Well, it's against me today, God, that's for sure.
I'm telling you, I got the advanced senility thing going on right now. Don't blame it on the alcohol. This is all just like deterioration on my part. But we've got a full house tonight, of whom I'm sure are full of it. So, by God, I am going to pass it around to my most esteemed and wonderful panel, who I love very much, while I light up my delicious cigar from Godfather's Cigars, of whom I visited a few hours ago and picked up several very good cigars, one of which I'm about to light because I desperately can use it. Nevertheless, we're going to go to the fine state of Arkansas as the rain starts when I go to light my goddamn cigar up. I swear, this ain't even cool. Nevertheless, back to good news. Granny Hulkster, how are you doing, young lady?
Well, I'm doing very well, thank you. And, you know, you're talking about the rain. We pretty much have had rain for the past several days here in good old Arkansas.
Really?
So,
yeah, it only rains when I do the show. It's, I must have been a real bad person in a past life or something. Hey, because it seems like I have the worst luck on Wednesday nights, whether it's plumbing or weather or whatever. God damn it. Nevertheless, Granny, despite your bad weather, young lady, it's fantastic to have you aboard this evening. Good to hear your voice again after taking a preemptive week off last week due to some things going on here at the Atwell Estate. Good to have you back. Good to hear your voice. Hope everything's going
good
well.
Good to be back.
And
good to be
we're
going
to swat it. Absolutely. Going to swat it back to the east a bit to that fine city of Indianapolis and the outlying regions of which my good brother Tim resides. How are you doing, young man?
I'm doing wonderful.
Tim,
I'm recovering.
Tim.
Another.
Hey there, paper boy.
Recovering from another 4 months. I got the mini marathon coming up Saturday, so everybody pray for me because I never made it past. I think I did 8 mile run maybe once, but, you know, I started out with the training plan. It's all good until you hit about February and life happens and you got shit going on and everything else. So there were weeks I had to skip. It wasn't like I got injured or anything. I couldn't do it. I couldn't find time to run the long run. So I got a couple buddies that are, or at least one buddy that's kind of in the same boat I am, so we're in it together. Regardless, it'll be fun. I mean, you know, it's just if we're not going to be able to run the whole thing, it's still going to be – it'll be all right.
I will be
nonetheless,
in the carrying the fire just for you Saturday.
The best part is when I get home from that, we have – that is our shearing day for the alpacas. So we have to shear our alpacas.
Alpacas.
We're kind of stuck there.
Yes.
Yeah, we have – we have
don't
three
tell
alpacas.
My kids that you have alpacas. They'll be there.
Oh, for crying out
hey,
loud.
Bring them on up.
You know, how long have you been on the show now, Tim? What, 3 years?
I like it.
It's 2 years. This is the first time I've heard you got alpacas.
No. I
Are
said
you?
It once before. There was a show I did real beyond, and I swore I was rattling off all the different animals that we had. I might have been intoxicated.
Semi-intoxicated.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be here.
Dave,
at farm animals.
Dave, that's
all.
Not where
we're
the cigar goes, sir.
Well, Tim, it is fantastic to have you here. I'll tell you, if you want me to pray for you in this damn marathon, tough shit. because you're doing it to yourself. Damn, it's line running.
Oh, my God.
Right,
damn, it's line running.
Wow.
You go right on the head. I'm telling you what. If a damn bear come out of the woods right now, I'm going to fight the bear before I try to run from it. I don't run for shit these days. If I can't walk out of a house fire, I'm just going to burn. And hell with running. I just do not do it. Nope, 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 nope. But you, I hope, do the best you can and enjoy the time. But I'm here to tell you, no. Hell no.
Well,
I am not running.
God.
It ain't going to happen.
My son,
nope.
My entire thing. Never done it. I've never gone a half marathon just, you know, without walking. The first time I did the mini, I had to walk for about a quarter mile on the last mile. I was just about to die. And the second time I tried the Geist half marathon, all hills, and I had to walk about a mile or so. So we'll see this time.
Running on it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, the hell with that. So are you doing like a brisk jog type thing, or are you doing like a run?
Oh, hell no. I would say F no, but this is, after all, a show for kids and all. But heck no. There's no sprint,
bug kid.
Sucker. We're talking...
we do a brisk running, baby. You know that now.
We're talking... I'm during the mini, like, I try to train. During the half my training, I try to pace at 10-minute miles. So that's basically a jog, and that's a slow. I mean, people that are veterans, you know, they're running pretty fast. There's people that can do it. Well, hell, there's people from literally from Kenya that will be in this thing, and they'll finish the thing in, like, I don't know, under an hour. It's uncanny. I want to say their times are, like, in the half hour to 45-minute range. It's uncanny. I'll probably be running at a pace of 11-minute miles. So every mile for a
race minute. Will be over, and I'll be packed up. There'll be no finish line. Here comes Tim.
Kenyan folks are always going to be faster than American folks, and it's not because
they have to run from lions.
Right. It has nothing to do with the fact that they don't have cars or anything. It's the fact that they're used to running like hell from cobras and wildebeest and lions and all that other shit.
Yeah.
So,
lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my.
Yeah, they're probably natural sprinters from
Mama birth. Didn't raise no fool.
And to all of our Kenyan listeners out there, we love you. Just keep, you know, while you're listening to the show, keep your eye out for the predators. That's why y'all are such great runners, because you're constantly looking over your shoulder, waiting for the next attack.
Who you looking at? Who you looking at? You're not looking at me, because I run fast.
Yeah, for all the wrong reasons. I mean, if the law's chasing you, you got to do what you got to do, man. But if I'm living in a country where my fat ass has got to look out for lions and cobras and
oh, no, you're done, bud.
And hyenas and shit, hell no, I'm
moving. I'll take them over Hertz Rent-A-Car any day.
Oh, yeah, I'll go somewhere safer, like Fayetteville, North Carolina or something, you know?
Okay.
So, but Tim, thanks for blocking this here marathon that you're subjecting yourself to. Very admirable of you to do, but great to have you aboard this evening. Good to hear you.
Thanks.
Now,
thank you.
We're going to head back towards the house here and a few miles down the road, which Monday I was at our alma mater doing some concrete and brick scrubbing with my son, breaking him into the business and everything. But nevertheless, my good old buddy, fellow Viking, and resident down the street, a couple miles. Stro, what's happening, man?
Oh, great to be here with y'all. It's such a busy weekend. I was on set for two different films. One I was an advisor for, and another one I'm starring in. And it was just pretty exhausting, but, I mean, they both went well, and I'm looking forward. Both, I think, will be coming out, like, later on this year. So I'll keep you guys informed on that. And speaking of, I drove by the other day, I drove by the the goal there, a lot of guys. It's just, I know they appreciate the little things and all, but it's just so great to see people getting back to doing things again. And,
you know, yeah, I agree.
You know, it's I mean, you may not, like before, you know, it might have been much of a big deal, but now, you know, that we've gone to the concerts, we get back to being productive. It's a great thing to see. It really is.
And then what's funny about that is that there's people bitching about it. So I'm going, yeah. Did you like sitting still? What the hell's wrong with you, man? You got to wear a mask everywhere you go. You can't do this. You can't do that. You know, and you were content. What the hell's wrong with you? But you're right. It is good to see everybody out there. And the White Oak baseball team were out there practicing when we were spraying. So practice was over. Those young men went out there and was throwing the ball around out there waiting for their rides and everything. And it was good to see good to see the youngsters getting back out and getting back into a more social, because I got to be honest with you, there is really no telling how much damage did the last 2 years of this bullshit parameters we had with COVID and everything. Without going deep into the rabbit hole, these I've said it several times already. If I need surgery, or when I need surgery, however in the hell I gonna put it, I am going to ask the entire staff, the entire surgical staff, what year did you graduate? And if they graduated anywhere between 2020 and 2024, I say, oop, no thanks, second opinion. it's just, there's no telling the amount of damage that was done with having these children trying to learn sitting in their pajamas. I just don't know how in the hell they did it. There's a certain amount of, yeah. So one of those things, but you're absolutely right, brother. And it's good to have you aboard this evening. Good to have you here, or there as the case may be, but here on Pop Culture Stars. Oh, meant to tell you, Pop Culture Stars, I didn't tell you guys, but I actually came dangerously close. I almost had Amber Heard coming on as a guest star this evening to speak because she was interested. She was actually interested in doing it, and the reason why is because I told her the name of the show was Poop Culture Stars. So, I've been waiting to use that one all week. As we move on.
Sponsored by X-Wife.
As the Amber Heard jokes are running wild, I am going to head south to the wonderful town of Ravenel. And by God, good to hear your voice. The Amazing Velvet. What's shaking, dude?
Yeah, I just like running. Anyway, no, I don't. Good luck, Tim. I want an van that carries candy. Anyway, so no, I went and got started. I go every other week now. I do chemo today. Now you can hear my voice. It's going away because of chemo, but I got the box strapped on me. I won't get this taken off until Friday, 2:00 in the afternoon. So, got all that going on. So, other than that, I will be back on the pro wrestling interviews, and we are changing the time. Now, Stro, you need to let me know if this is going to affect you at any rate, okay? So
okay.
We're changing the time to 7:30 instead of 9 o'clock.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I know you got a lot on your plate with doing these films and being on set and stuff, so... You know, if it hurts you, we can figure that out because I don't want to leave you out if you want to come on, you know, so. But
yeah, well, yeah, I'll do my best.
I know you do your best every week. 7:30 is a little better for me because by the time the sun goes down, I'm done. Like right now I'm fighting it. I should be in the bed, but I wanted to come on and make sure I talk to all y'all personally because y'all in my corner all the time. Y'all sending me stuff, you know, every week. I can count on Todd, and I can count on Stro, and I can count on a bunch of other people, you know. And I know Dave and Tim, y'all busy, and y'all do say stuff every now and again, you know. It's cool. You don't have to say it all the time. Nobody does. But I appreciate it. And I can't forget Granny. Granny says stuff too, so it's all good. So it just, you know, I got a battle ahead of me, but I'm not trying to think about what's going on unless something serious changes or whatever. I live day to day, and I try to make the best of every day. I just wanted y'all to know that I'm not sitting around moping and thinking about crap. I get up and I go. Now, the one thing I have to do this week, I have to tell you, this is funny. Now, I've been bowling on Saturdays with a good buddy of mine I've known for probably 35 to 40 years, probably 40 years. And we reconnected, and we've been going bowling and stuff like that. And he came up to me Saturday and said, listen, because I can't have you riding around in your little truck and bald tires. You go find some tires, and I'll pay for them. I said, oh, man. He told me, shut up. He said, nah. He goes, you tell me, and then we'll fix it, and we'll go do it. I went, okay. Then when I was bowling, he walks over to the wife and says, when's your next eye appointment? She goes, in a couple of weeks. He goes, I'm buying your new glass. I said, hold up now, man. Come on. He's like, nope. So it's, you know, I can't argue with him. Number one, he's a big old dude. And but here's the thing. The biggest thing, he's been out of my life for over 20 years. Not due to any, well, probably longer than that, about 25 years. Anyway, we reconnected. He's had heart issues. He works at Nucor Steel here in our area. He's been there for 20-something years. So he makes the money, and he gets a good bonus, so he decided he's going to do that. And I said, that's cool. That's great. No big deal. Do what you got to do. But, you know, it's good to know that there are people out there like y'all and like him, my friend Harry, that care enough to just say, hey, I'm going to do something. And I say no, and then they tell me to shut up, and I'm like, okay. So it's all good. So I'm not arguing with nobody anymore. It's over. But so yeah. Just
well, we're glad those. You're here, Velvet.
Thank you,
yeah,
Granny.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Granny,
yeah,
I do
know,
have to say one thing. I do have to say one thing to Granny. Thank you for the new Wolfpack NWO shirt you sent me. It was awesome.
I didn't send you nothing, Velvet. Don't you lie to these guys. I didn't. I sent you absolutely nothing, especially if it was NWO. Now, you should have seen the picture of me holding that championship belt Saturday night at Wrestling for a Cause. My friend Adam Atkinson. Well, no, it was Hulk Hogan colors, red and yellow, because he let me carry it around all night because it matched my granny shirt. So, you know, I was the champion Saturday night at WFC, you know?
Yeah, the NWO champion.
No, it wasn't black and white, Velvet. It was red and yellow. So
you could have spread red on that.
No black and white involved, my dear.
I love stirring the pot.
I know you do, Velvet, and it's a good good thing that I love you and that I don't hold grudges. Because you know we had an amazing time when we went to WrestleMania, and Granny did not turn heel at WrestleMania. Just so you know, Velvet, I did not turn heel.
Okay.
So you know.
Okay.
moving on.
Yes,
I think Granny.
The Velvet's great to have you aboard.
Thanks,
good,
man.
Jimmy.
It's all good. Appreciate it. On with the show, whatever that may be.
Whatever it may be. So there's just so much going on out there right now. And, you know, today being May 4th and Star Wars Day, you know, Star Wars is one of those things that's near and dear to my heart. But that's just the tip of the iceberg, some of the stuff that's going on. And I tell you what, before we go any further, if you're feeling down, if you're down in the dumps and luck isn't really going your way right now, it would behooves you to stop what you're doing and go watch this Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. I'm here to tell you. You guys have heard me often say that money can't buy you happiness, but it'll let you choose your own misery. I'm telling you what, here's a guy who has more money that he'll ever be able to wipe his ass or our asses collectively with, and this poor guy can't catch a break. And I almost just want to, like, go into the TV and do like a poltergeist thing and just hug the guy and then come back to doing whatever the hell I was doing. I mean, the stuff that that guy went through and the absolute antagonism that he was subjected to. And I was like, my God. And this guy has millions and millions of dollars. And you know, here we are. Yeah. We're trying to glue together coins to buy a damn thing of ramen noodles and ketchup for dinner, and we're having better days than that guy is. So I'm telling you, in the event you're having a bad day, just remember, you're not Johnny Depp. But he was killing me when they were talking about her taking a shit on the pillow and everything. I mean,
that
I was
hilarious.
Because he's he tried to blame it on the dogs, but I've had these dogs for 4 or 5 years and never seen them deposits like that before.
Exactly.
Oh my God. And I got to tell you, I'm here to tell you, the first time Dale takes a shit on my pillow, it's over with. There's no discussing this. No, you don't do things like that. And then, of course, there's that lasting question when it comes down to the poo on the pillow event is, okay, so she pooped on his pillow. Check. So, you know, there are certain activities you have to handle right after you poop, and you can't really do them when you're on the bed. So... I'm like, so, and there's the whole aesthetics behind it, too. It's like, you know, going back to Tim running this marathon, I wonder how in the hell Tim's going to run a marathon. I wonder how the hell Amber Heard was able to squash, to crouch down, poo on the bed without falling back into it. Because that's exactly what would happen to me. My knees would give out, and I'd fall right on top of my own poop.
And that lawyer wouldn't even let Johnny Depp speak. He would check everything he said, and finally Depp was being cuter. He's like, you know, you've judged very well, very correctly.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would like to thank Dave because now I am nothing but picturing her squatting in a bed and thinking to myself, now, how is this physically possible? So I have an image of a lady squatting, shit on his pillow, and I kind of thought you were going to go down the of wiping her ass, you know, what is she going to use? The pillowcase, the bed sheet?
That's part of it. Right.
His sock.
Yeah. I mean, so first off, she had to balance herself and or unless she's got some type of apparatus that's bolted to the wall that she could have held on to while remaining maybe like a damn reading lamp or something. And to maintain the squatting position. And then, as you alluded to, Tim, that was the post-poop activity. How far did she have to walk before she'd come across the thing, a damn TP?
Man.
So not only did you poop on the man's bed,
you
put
way too much thought into this.
With a dirty
It's a shame that her pet is better potty trained than she is. That's
you put way too much thought into this, man. Oh, my God.
My point being, let's say you're the next guy that hooks up with Amber Heard. You can't tell me.
God help
you. You can't tell me that you'll be behind it, giving it all the hell you got, and you're looking down at her butt thinking, she walked around the damn million-dollar mansion with a dirty booty for God knows how long. Yeah, after shitting on the bed. What am I doing standing here, right here in the blast radius? I don't belong here.
Imagine somebody asking Johnny Depp what the hourglass relationship was. He said, it was the shit.
If you told me I had to date her, I would become transsexual immediately.
Oh, yeah, join the swim team. Yeah. I'm with it.
No way in hell. No, actually, I just look at her and say, I'm a lesbian, sorry.
Yeah.
And I'm not into you.
I'll just, as my buddy in West Virginia would say, I'll just be asexual, like the F and the
That's even funnier, Shro.
Yeah. Sorry,
wow.
I'm one of those pansexuals. And I'm going to go over here and hump this iron skillet.
I'm sorry, Amber. My name is Granny Hulkster, and I'm going NWO.
I want to be on the behind.
Shut up, Velvet.
Be straight edge.
Don't get me in the middle of this conversation.
I'm not Granny. I'm straight edge. I don't your deal, Miss
Granny, how much does that shirt cost? NWO shirt you got, Velvet. How much does that shirt cost?
Yeah.
I didn't send him an NWO shirt. He's lying to you all. He's making up. He's telling stories again.
$15. She bought it from
Malcolm. He's spreading that fertilizer.
No, I don't. I'm not a woman, and I don't shit on the bed.
Dead. I'm just saying you're spreading a bunch of fertilizer there, Velvet.
Not on the bed. You leave the bed.
Well, maybe
out of
not
it.
On the bed, but you're spreading it.
Listen, honey. I'm Captain Jack Sparrow, and I can't believe she just sharted on my bed.
Yeah.
They gotta play music. Somebody's gotta do that when they go back and take that clip and have the Jack Sparrow music playing. Dun da 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 dun.
Yeah.
It's freaking
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
And she's taking a dump on the bed.
That corset was just
right
too tight.
Right next to the rum, darling.
Yeah. Seriously, here
did
he off another one of the pirate movies? Like they canceled him, his contract altogether because of this crap, or what?
Well, you know what they did, and you know what? There's a guy on TikTok named Chatterall who's trying to do a neighbor. He's got a neighbor that's a famous neighbor in Hollywood, so he got a book deal and a movie deal about how bad his neighbor is, and he's offered Johnny Depp a role in his untitled movie right now to give him a proper send-off, and told Disney, we'll probably get sued by Disney, but he don't care. I thought that was pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
She definitely
is
along the end of four. She's wrong.
Having the whole thing for the whole world to see, and it would be my luck. You know, I go, I see my mom, and I'm like, you know, I think I met the girl of my dream. She's a real knockout. Yeah, she's an actress. And
oh, David, that's wonderful. You know, I'm so glad you're happy.
And then a week later, it's like, oh, so how's your new girlfriend? Oh, we split up. Oh, gosh, I thought she was the girl of your dreams. Yeah, well, you know, things just kind of went the other way. Oh, so what happened? You know, did you guys get in an argument? Well, no, Mom, everything. Oh, did you guys have a disagreement over, you know, where you're going to live? No. Well, David, maybe you can... Mom, she shit on my bed. Okay? She shit on my bed. You want to break me down. You want to make me feel little. She shit on my bed.
I draw the line at that.
I mean, I honestly wonder if Charles Manson ever shit on somebody's bed. You know, when you think about the actual Looney Tunes that, you know, history has given us over the years.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
I don't recall ever hearing about Charles Manson shitting on somebody's bed. I just,
nope.
So Amber Heard has taken this cuckoo stuff to a new level.
Yeah, and it's the first. You heard it right here.
Yeah.
And my dog, never mind.
Yeah, now when the dog poops on the bed, it's a different story, right?
Yeah,
but,
no, he's drinking water and he's awful loud.
And then her damn attorney last week objected to his own questioning.
Yeah.
I'd have fired his ass right on the spot. I'd have said, okay. Yeah,
but he's winning. But he's winning.
I mean, you're subjective.
See, that's what I do is I go for the highlights. I just look up the highlights because I can't tolerate listening to it. When Kim turns that crap on, I leave the room. And I'm not kidding. I'm like, you're doing that. Yeah. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Now, I'll listen to the highlights. So, yeah. The funny crap, like the lawyer objecting to himself, that's funny shit. I love that.
Yeah,
so I'll pick up the
It is.
I mean, and where did she find these people? That's my question. Obviously, they had to be out there for them to be in the celebrity social circle to start with, right? But
no,
they
want to be.
One,
they get to follow around people.
And when they put the one, I don't know who that one clinical, I don't know what her title was, so my apologies to the young lady to start with. The one that was the, she wasn't a psychiatrist. She was one of these personality profiler things or whatever. The blonde.
Right.
Yep. Not only was she a knockout, but son, she was laying that lawyer out. I mean, it was like, wow, am I watching this happen? This lawyer is getting totally dressed down in this shit. Dare I say that if you're a lawyer, your court is in the courtroom. So in other words, if Tiger Woods was to play Venus Williams in tennis, he's probably going to lose, right? So
yes.
Here you are, a lawyer, and your home field advantage is a courtroom. Not an office, but a courtroom, and you've got this psychoanalyst chick just laying your ass out, and I'm like, wow. I'll be damned. I wonder if they'll ever get another gig after this. But
you just be famous like Tiger Woods, he's daddy.
That's right.
Dopey school, dopey.
The medulla oblongata, yeah. Alligators on, they got all them teeth and no toothbrush brushing with. Once again, mama is wrong. Oh, no,
you're
wrong, Colonel Sanders.
Who kind of said I can fight back? Coach Klein said I can fight back.
Yeah,
oh, my
it's,
God.
I mean, and I'm surprised the judge. I'm sure there's probably legitimate judges in the country right now that are just totally incensed and have probably put up damn sticky notes on their refrigerators at the house. Anybody turns that effing court case on is going to get damn written out of the will. because why that judge hasn't stood up and just waved it off and said, you know what? Especially after the whole thing about, you know, because there's a lot of he said, she said, and her credibility versus his credibility. The minute it came to light that she took a shit on the man's bed, if I was a judge, I'd just have stood up and said, hey, game over. I'd have pulled Judge Judy. I'd have shut that shit down right there and said, you know what, Mr. Depp, how much money you want? because if she's crazy enough. And then what was bad is that she's videoing the guy on her phone, right? And the guy just lost $650 million in a movie deal. $650 million he lost because of his staffer's negligence and incompetency, right? $650 million damn it reasons to have a bad day, right? And instead of being a wife or a spouse or whatever and going, what can I do to help? Or, you know, can I help you? She goes, honey, what's wrong? What do you think's wrong? I just lost $650. And then she's goading him. The guy's drinking wine for breakfast. I'm here to tell you, if I lost $650 million, wine would be the last thing I'd be drinking. I'd probably be drinking Drano in all truth, but nevertheless.
Eating Tide Pods.
Yeah, just saying. But she's got the phone, and there's even a part where he reaches for the wine bottle where she has the phone there, and she slides the mug in the way so he doesn't see the phone. And then he finally sees the phone, and he's like, you're recording this shit? Hey, you want to see crazy? I'll show you crazy. And she picks the phone up, and she portrays herself as a scared, meek woman and everything, but she picks the damn thing up, and she's grinning in the camera. And if I'm the judge, I see that, and then I hear about the poo-poo in the bed thing, and I'm going, okay, yeah, I'm not going to bullshit around with the taxpayers' dollars. Mr. Depp, you win X million dollars. He'll never see the money if he wins any damn way. Because I don't think she'll be acting again, unless she's in a Western with Alec Baldwin, maybe.
Oh,
okay, too soon.
Oh,
too soon.
Oh,
oh.
Wow.
Oh my.
Yikes.
That'll be the next media circus. The next media circus will be when they finally get his arrogant ass in the damn courtroom.
What would be the sequel to that called? If it's Rust, I guess the sequel will be Rusted.
Rusted, yeah. Rust is more like it, yeah.
Yeah, busted.
Yeah.
Busted, yeah, busted.
Ain't nobody hands you a gun. And you don't clear it.
Dude,
I don't give a damn what nobody says.
I don't care either, and I don't care how many people checked it, didn't check it. The guy who's supposed to be in charge of it, I don't care. You're handling that firearm. It's your responsibility. Bottom line.
Yeah, it's all on you. I mean, you're the...
You should know better. You picked it up.
No, it's just, here's a guy who gets on there and runs his mouth about gun owners and how irresponsible we are as gun owners. But then
Here's the funny thing. Now, if it was a setup, because you look at all the Westerns that have ever been made from the 20s to today.
How many people
holding a gimmick gun have been killed on set of Westerns? Zero.
Right.
Two people have been killed. That was Bruce Lee's son and this chick. And that's been in the last, 25 years?
Right.
So... what happened before that with all these guns, the cowboys and Indian era, the Comanche era, the cavalry era, all those people that are extras standing there shooting guns, who's died in those movies? Who's died in any of those TV shows or movies? Zero. So,
yeah.
Here again, you're responsible for checking that firearm. You can't count on somebody who's supposed to be the pistol guy or the rifle guy or whatever to make sure that there's no real ammo in it. When you grab it, you should look before they go live. You should have already looked at everything in that gun because you're handling it.
Right. You know,
I mean, just
as parents,
go ahead.
We've all been in the situation as parents where a friend or a family member will have their children and will say, hey, you know, I got to run to the head. Can you watch my kid? I don't know about y'all, but the first thing I would do is grab the kid's hand.
Yep.
Or if we were sitting down, I would switch seats where the youngin was, like, up against the wall and then me. So they'd have to get through me to get to the youngin. Why? Because when you ask me to watch your child in your absence, there is no other priority I have in the world other than watching your
child.
Correct. Correct. So the same maturity has to be put behind handling a firearm. And I can tell you, Rob, every time he comes up to me to either show me a firearm he's bought or, you know, something he's added to it, you know, whatever, be, you know, sights or whatever, clears it and hands it to me. And when I take it, I clear it. Before I even, it's just what you do. And like I said, I guess with Alec Baldwin, what really gets under my skin about him is that he stands out there and uses his celebrity clout to preach and call me an asshole for owning guns. But this is the same guy who doesn't have the wherewithal to look.
And it's not like he's shooting a semi-automatic pistol or anything like that. He had a revolver, a six-shooter.
You can look right in it.
You can see the difference between a blank and a real bullet.
Yep.
Not that hard to figure that out.
And, you know, the
and
union
it's a lot
rules.
Easier. You got six bullets instead of 15 to 18. It would take you 3 seconds. Look at them. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, they're good.
And roll the spool around. And I mean, it's easier to check a revolver than it is to check an automatic pistol. I don't give a shit what nobody says.
Because you would have, you can't flick them out quick enough, you know, to check them. So it takes a little time to do that. A six shooter can take you anywhere from 3 to 6 seconds.
Yeah. And that's just doing the old little, you know, the turn around with the spool, man. If you do it correctly, you go down there, you pull the pin out, you set the spool out, you look at the spool, then you look down the barrel, and then you do the old finger trick behind the barrel, because if you can see your finger, then obviously there's no bullet in there. And then you go about your day. It just seems to me that, I don't know,
it's just amazing to me, like I said, all these Westerns that nobody dies in, but yet this happens. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. I mean, John Wayne and
10,000 guns on one set. Yeah. They've had up to 10,000 people on set to do a battle. That's a lot of guns to be fake fighting.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. This is ridiculous.
And, I mean, they said that the union rules, one of the union rules after that was created after Brandon Lee died was if you have prop guns in the film, there is to be no live ammunition at all
anywhere.
Right.
Yep.
So if, let's say you're doing a Nicholas Sparks flick. Obviously, there's no guns there, so there's real no risk of any prop gun being misused, blah, 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 blah.
Correct.
So in between shots or sets or whatever the hell they call them, and you got people behind their trailer just shooting trash or, you know, just, you know, blowing off steam, you know, in their downtime. That's one thing. But when you have any type of gun used in the production of the film, you cannot have live ammunition anywhere near it because boys and girls. We don't want the shit getting mixed up. So from what I hear, they were out there shooting. The thing to do was to get off work and then go out there, because they're out there in the middle of nowhere, and they'd get off of work, get a couple drinks, and they'd be out there shooting the damn hills with live rounds. So if I'm Alec Baldwin and I have such a hard-on about the Second Amendment, why isn't he standing up on a soapbox then doing the damn bullet Lorax thing and going, I speak for the guns, and saying, hey, guys, we don't do that shit. Okay, I am Alec effing Baldwin, and until all the live ammunition leaves this damn premises, I am not acting another minute. Mr. Producer, Mr. Director, I am the star of this film. If you want the film to go another minute, and you guys make money, then by Christ, get all the damn live ammunition off of this premise. He didn't do it.
Nope.
He didn't do it.
He did not.
He's all talk, no action. And so what he gets, he gets. I just hope he gets some. Now I might go shit on his bed if he don't.
yeah, dump time.
So what else is going on out there in
the crazy world?
Yeah,
liberals are losing their shit. I can tell you that.
Did down there in South Carolina, has y'all's gas hit the $4 mark again yet?
Nope, it's right there though, $3.89.
All right, we're $3.99, so that's $4 to me. Granny, Tim, how about you guys? What's the gas looking like there?
Here in Arkansas, it's ranging anywhere from $3.39 if you pay cash, if you pay cards, $3.49, $3.69, $3.79. I saw one place the other day, $3.89, back up to $3.89 again. It was down there for a little bit, and now it's kind of starting to creep its way back up.
Yeah. Tell you what, I ain't even gonna get started.
No, because it ain't worth it. It's not worth it. Arguing with that, because nothing you can do about Tim's granddaddy, Sleepy Joe.
So I think we've gotten over $4 a few times. It goes back and forth. I don't even pay attention to it. And quite frankly, I don't drive that much. I have to go downtown Indy 2 days a week to work. So I'm like filling up maybe once a week, I think. I think right now it might be right below $4. I'm not positive.
Yeah.
I don't drive a lot either, but the little truck I got gets about 30, 32 miles to the gallon, so I'm happy with that.
Well, maybe that's if right. You bought a $65,000 electric car, Velvet.
I can only go 341 miles. I can't even get out of my state. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You can't even get out of the state of South Carolina.
No.
That's if you run the AC, you run a radio, you're done.
An old Pete butt plug, he cracks me up. And the liberals love to throw around this term tone deaf. They love that term. If you don't fall in with you're tone deaf.
Now, wait a minute. You're talking disinformation. I'm going to have to get you on that.
Yes. I mean, Pete butt plug comes out there and says, if people can't hang with the – if they find that gasoline is too expensive for them to afford, they should buy an electric car. An electric car that's $45,000 with no radio in it. I mean...
Not only that, hang on, you got to use the elements, zinc, copper, and all this other stuff to make the batteries. Then you have to use fuel to make the lithium battery. You have to use fossil fuels, petroleum. We had the cleanest stuff in the world. Oh, but we have to stop that. But let me ask you something, dear Mr. and Mrs. Liberal. What happens when you don't have any electricity? What do you think
right.
creates electricity? for your homes, your gas stations, your grocery stores, everything that you need. No, it's called petroleum and whatever, you know. That's called gas and oil. You need that. But let's get rid of that. So I guess we're going back to the dark ages, all going to live in caves and crap.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the Carolinas.
Right, built sunset.
Some horse-drawn carriages.
Hey, listen, the Amish were up to, they are on top of everything. They knew what was happening. They go, ha ha, look at these stupid people buying these electric cars. I got a horse and buggy.
Let's get it.
Right?
Yeah, they're not going through any of this.
Hell, half of them don't have electricity in Pennsylvania, and they live off the land.
Yeah. So that there lies my big question about the whole electric car thing. Is, like, take for instance here in the Carolinas. What's something that the Carolinas are famous for outside of bad ball teams? Carolinas are famous. Thank you. I'll be here all week. The wonderful crowd.
Oh, my God.
Hurricanes.
I mean,
so what happens when, okay, Mr. Pete Buttplug, what do I do when the power goes out? Well, in that case, we'll need to drive a petroleum-based vehicle, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's fine and good, but when here's what happens when the lights come back on. Every swinging dick in the planet goes the damn charge up at once, and you crash the grid.
And it's going to happen.
Yeah. And oddly enough, for those folks that aren't aware, you know how electricity is made, right? Through fossil fuels.
They don't know that. They don't know that. The AOCs of the world have no freaking clue. As long as they can go to Coachella, they don't care.
Like the Hispanic president at Madison. I didn't know that.
I mean,
this is true.
First of all, let's get on. I have a question for this group. Okay, the cackling hyena, who's a stupid ass vice president. Okay. I'm going to tell you something. She had to be smart at some point. I don't know how, but had to be. She passed the bar to become a lawyer, and she became a judge. Now she's the cackling hyena as vice president, and she spits out worse crap than Biden. I mean,
yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah,
it's like Rodney Dangerfield.
I mean, really.
She gives good headache.
Give good headache. But I don't get it.
You're absolutely right.
Because, see, I'm going to tell you something. They are distracting us from a bigger picture, and we need to figure out what that bigger picture is. And quick.
Well, I tell you what the
bigger picture is. We got way too many distractions with the border, Hunter Biden, the AOCs and Butt Plug, and then Sleepy Joe. I mean, and then you throw the Ukraine in on top of that. Right. Come on. Where does it stop? We got to pull the reins back and go, hold up.
And people wonder, there, you know, and we were saying earlier, who's running the country? Who's actually got their hands on it? I can tell you
Obama. Exactly
where all this stuff is cut. Yep. He's sitting somewhere. Well, I'll tell you what to do. Get Pete on the phone. Tell Pete. Best thing to do, put people on electric cars. Because electricity is good, and electricity doesn't use fossil fuels, gas,
and what about
petroleum?
And what about Mayorkas? His stupid. Somebody, he need to be shot for treason. He gotta go. I'll be glad to walk up on, hey, how you doing? Bow right in the back of the head. I got time for that. He's an idiot.
I mean, my question is
the FBI, the whole DOJ is corrupt. The whole DOJ is corrupt. The FBI, the CIA, Homeland Security, everything. They're all corrupt. They're them stupid generals that think they're generals. General Milley is 80 years old and has a better understanding of what's going on at 80 than any of them. And General Jack Keane, not Milley, General Jack Keane, I'm sorry. General Jack Keane is 80 and knows more than all of those idiots. Get them out of there. This is ridiculous. That's half the distraction right there.
Yeah. I just don't understand how we're the, as I've often said, when it comes down to politics, I go with what works, okay? And there's an argument there. I don't want to say this without sounding like a total shit when I say it, but...
No, just go ahead. Just go ahead.
Okay, so you talk to some people, some Christians, especially here in the Southeast, and they swear up and down that if you're not their denomination of Christian, that you're not going to make it into heaven.
Don't like that.
Catholics are good.
That's a whole nother.
So I stand there and I'm scratching my head as these people carry on, and I'm going, so you mean to tell me that every child that is born in Nairobi right now is destined to go to hell from birth because he wasn't born in a Christian household? So, to me, when I'm talking about things that work, it's hard for me to digest that people are already destined for hell just because they were born in a region that has a different religion, right? And every
children don't have that choice when they're born, so I'm
correct.
Telling you,
they don't
have that opportunity. Yeah.
We're all Christians. Why? We didn't pop out of our moms with the Bible in our hand. We were born to Christian parents, therefore we have Christian values. Okay, it's just like what you eat. You know, there's stuff they eat in the Philippines that I'm like, Jesus H. Christ, you people eat this stuff? But in the meantime, they look at me pounding a Whopper down, and they're going, oh, my God, what's wrong with this man?
Right.
So, again, going back to what I was saying about how things work, you've got to look at the entire picture. You've got to look at the whole picture of things, right? So, in the event that shutting down the Keystone Pipeline, well, why did we do it? Somebody tell me why we did it. Oh, we did it because of the environment. Okay. I'm glad you mentioned that, because how do we give a shit about the environment? You know how we give a shit about the environment? Through tax revenue. Okay? If you have an endangered species of animal, it becomes endangered through laws which are funded by taxpayer dollars. All right? Do you honestly think that there's any endangered animals in Somalia? Shit, no. They're all dinner. Right?
Right.
So you shut down the Keystone Pipeline, and gas goes to $4 a gallon. And all
$7
of a sudden,
in California.
Yeah, you got all hell breaking loose. You've got, not only does gas go up, but now milk goes up, lumber goes up, and whatever you buy on Amazon goes up, because the post office is always looking for an excuse to raise a rate. Everything surrounds around fuel. Okay. So we see the mayhem that it created in a 60-day period after turning that thing off, and we watched, damn, the price of gas double. So when you ask me what's my opinion on the Keystone Pipeline, I'm going to go with what works. And what works? Keeping the goddamn thing open. And I don't say that because my folks are both conservatives. I say that because I'm looking right at it, and I see it happening. If I have a nail and I'm trying to put the nail into the board, okay? And I've got a socket wrench, and I'm beating the hell out of the nail, and it won't go in the board. Then I reach in there, and I grab me a set of damn channel locks, and I beat the hell out of the nail, and it won't go in the board. So then I go grab my circular saw, and I pull that out, and I beat the hell out of that nail. It won't go in the board. But then I go get a hammer, and I beat the nail, and guess what? It goes in the board. What tool do I need to use to bang in the next nail? The hammer, right? You go with what works. And I really don't understand a lot of these damn policies they're putting out there and where the – and you were talking about AOC earlier. There is no way in hell that that woman can get from point A to point B every day and not see, no matter how squirrely she is, can't see the painfully obvious. So
– Because they have to toe that line and that lie and everything else. They have to do it.
But I just want a liberal to come tell me that they enjoy paying $7 a gallon for gas.
They're not going to tell you that because half of them don't drive. They got a car ride share.
Yeah. Well, how'd that car get there? Gas.
I know. Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, they don't look at it that way because it's not coming out of their pocket. See what I'm saying? It comes out of tax dollar pocket. It ain't coming out theirs. Tax dollar pays for me to have that share ride. Because they voted me in, and I get that car, and they all funded through taxpayer dollars. It falls on us. Not only are we paying our own gas, we're paying their gas as well.
You know, so I mean, what works?
I guess,
and that's the thing.
I want to ask you something. Switch it up just for a second, okay? So let's say Trump does not. Decides he's not going to run for president, okay, for the Republican Party. Who would you look at to be the guy or the gal?
Oh, man. There's the one guy in New Hampshire. Granny Hulkster. Damn right.
Say what? What were you saying about
Granny Hulkster for president? Granny Hulkster for
damn
president.
Right.
And
I don't think
right so. The White House will.
I don't think I would want to be president of this country.
Granny gets
well,
into the White
Granny,
House.
I'm going to be your running partner. Hulk Hogan's going to be the vice president, baby.
I wouldn't want to be president of the United States, okay? There's too much stress.
Well, that's
there.
Okay. You
I
get the
enough,
nomination, and you
got
win, and then you quit, and then Hulk Hogan will be president.
I got enough stress of my own right now. I don't need to be running this country.
Okay.
You cleaned out somebody else's mess.
Right. Right. So you got the guy in New Hampshire. So you wouldn't go for... You wouldn't entertain DeSantis down in Florida.
I would. And I know people think I'm nuts when I say this. But... I am not totally – there are some things I feel like the left do a little better. And, again, I will repeat myself, what works better? You know, what works? I feel that the left probably does a better job on environmental things. I will say that. Some to the extreme. But when it comes down to protecting the one earth we have, I feel some conservatives would rather have the whole damn continent covered in concrete and just as long as it's generating money to put in their pockets. So when it comes down to environmental stuff, I feel like the left has a better grip on that, a little too better grip, if you will.
Yeah, but it looks like we're the only ones that really give a crap about the environment. Anyway, China's trying to kill it. Russia's trying to kill it. There's other countries that can't say anything at all.
Well, that's
so,
the thing with the pipeline, again. So we shut down Keystone because it compromises the environment. All right.
No, it doesn't. It does not. I don't know what they're talking about, but it does not. But go ahead. Go ahead.
Right. But we go and we get the damn same gas from Russia. So what's the difference between Russia screwing the environment up and us screwing the environment up and Canada screwing the environment up and
okay, but
all
let me ask you something. Where is the okay, where is the problem with the pipeline causing an environmental problem?
I have no idea.
There is none.
That's what I don't
That's
understand.
All they're saying. That's why they're just saying that, because it's bad for the environment. Oh my God. So is me going outside and burning garbage in my barrel.
Exactly. Exactly.
Burning tiles and tires and whatever
else. John Kerry on a damn jet flying around talking about environmental issues while
he's
flying.
What about all these trains? What about all these trains? What about all that? What about your diesel fuel trucks?
Yeah. Hey, and my thing is, though, is, like I said, I'm not straight. Take, for instance, the economy and corporate America. Do I think capitalism is a bad thing? No, I think capitalism is a fantastic thing. If I'm willing to work harder than you, I should get more money. I don't give
right.
a shit what nobody said. If I work
nope,
harder
I
than
agree.
You, then I should get the money.
Hold your thought for a second. When I was working in grocery, and I've been to the bottom, I've been to the top. I played King of the Mountain. I've had a lot of people gunning for me, and I would say, and I would interact with them, and I'd confront them and say, listen, I'm the king of the mountain. If you're that much better than me, then come knock me off.
Knock
me
off.
Give it your best shot. And give it your best shot. Okay? That's where we're at in this country, to be honest with you.
But to your credit, you pulled the hours. You performed at an accelerated rate. Okay? You outworked. You outplayed. You outperformed, and that's how you got to where you were at, right?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. So where does capitalism go wrong? Take, for instance, the Walton family. They got 65-70% of their workforce on government assistance. In the meantime, that family could finance college for the next 100 generations of Waltons.
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly.
How much is too much money, especially when you're making it at the expense of other people?
That is because the government freely gives it away.
So,
okay,
when it comes down to the economy, yes, I agree. There needs to be a finer line with these corporations, but not at the expense of capitalism.
Nope.
And there is a huge difference between corporate success and corporate misconduct. And I'm sorry, I've probably shared on the show before, I've got a chicken nugget analogy I use all the time. If I'm in a room full of chicken nuggets, okay, picture a room, any room, full of chicken nuggets, and I'm sitting on top of those chicken nuggets, and chances are there's enough chicken nuggets in that room to feed me for the rest of my life, okay? And I'm sitting there on top of this big pile of chicken nuggets, and I'm eating chicken nuggets. And then Velvet walks by, who hasn't had a chicken nugget at all for weeks. So I grab 3 chicken nuggets out of my whole room full of chicken nuggets, and I throw it at them. And Velvet gobbles them down. All right? How bad did that set me back? How screwed am I now because I gave away 3 chicken nuggets? And that's my thing about the money. When you're sitting on billions of dollars. How is I'll even put it even further into layman's terms. Let's say you win the lottery. Just hypothetically. You win the lottery, you won $50 million. And you go into a restaurant, you eat, and the young lady, young man that tends your table did a fantastic job. Okay? When you were making minimum wage, you tipped them 15%. So now that you won this $50 million, is it going to kill you to tip them 30%, 50%?
No.
When they did a fantastic job? No, because what's going to happen is that those people are going to look at that and go, my goodness, what a kind thing to do. I'm out here busting my ass, and this person recognized me for it. So when their sunshine comes, when their blessings hit, and their success is all around them, and they've got some money in their pocket, and somebody takes care of their table and keeps their tea full, you know what they're going to do? They're going to do the same damn thing.
Exactly.
Where did we get into this mindset to where we just hire tons of people, pay them jack shit, give them no benefits at all, give them no reason to live with the exception of just being employed, and feel good about it? I just don't know how a lot of these guys up top sleep at night. You know, and if you ever watch, the Boss Show, Undercover Boss, I understand that these corporate guys, they might not know how to cut a London broil. They might not know how to wrap a tray of tomatoes. I get that. They might not know how to read a tag on a shelf. Okay, but if you're watching Undercover Boss, there are guys on that show that are damn CEOs of companies that don't know how to wring out a mop. Let me tell you something about wringing out a goddamn mop. I knew how to do that. As I've alluded to before, my dad's a retired sergeant major. My mother's a retired teacher. My fat ass knew all about mops before I rode a bike.
Exactly. But see, here's the thing. That's a shame because grew up rich, didn't have to work hard for nothing, owns a business, has people around him to take care of it, and then all of a sudden it goes to hell in a handbasket. He's got to figure out why, but yet he can't do it himself. That is why I had a discussion earlier today about how these grocery chains are going to fail in this country because everything is corporate driven. You can't do certain things. You can't buck the system by saying, no, that's not going to work. Or why are we creating this? You know, why are we doing this? All these things. Like, I'll take Bilo, for instance. They called me. I had retired from Piggly Wiggly. They called me. I went back to work for them. I was making $64,000 a year running the store, okay? They came in with this Cooking for Curtis crap that was supposed to be for 16 weeks. I looked at them in the conference and went, this ain't going to work. And everybody was like, oh, how dare you? I went through all the schematics. I broke it down. I said, this is not going to happen. Guess what? They paid the guy. They paid the rollout was $3 million, and Cooking with Curtis got $6 million. Okay? The guy Curtis, the chef. So when the rollout came, 16 weeks, one whole quarter, the store I was in was making $450,000 a week to $630,000 during peak times a week. Okay? So I was in a busy store. Sold zero of his recipes, zero of cook this, cook that. The commercials were annoying. Had to listen to them things 24/7. And it went to hell in a handbasket. and went to hell in a handbasket. Guess how long the rollout lasted for to make a dollar? 6 months. And they made no money. It's because we're going to do this, you're going to like it, and you're going to buy it. No, I'm not.
Yep.
It's not going to work. Same thing with the government. We're going to print money. Okay, well, our dollar's going to be 39 cents by the end of summer if you keep printing money. Printing money for Ukraine, printing money for this, printing money for that, printing money for the border. Listen, I might as well, with my cancer, I might as well hop a plane, go down to Mexico, and cross the border and say, I'm Pepe Lepe, I will paint the fence. So I can get free health care, free money, free everything. They'll bus me to a city I don't want to go to, but who cares? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
We were all born and raised in this country. Where's our American dream at?
Yeah.
Why am I giving money to these? Now, some of them deserve to be here. Some of them do not. If you do it the legal way, I have no problem with that. But come on, we giving them money for what reason?
Yeah, when it comes down to taxpayer dollars, I think if people actually knew the dollar amount that's given away to other countries, especially the countries that you turn the news on and they're burning our flag and everything, I think people would be totally aghast at the money that goes overseas to buy friendship, friendship we don't need,
I'm gonna tell you, yeah.
To be quite honest.
At Ross Perot, one, we wouldn't be talking about this right now. Our economy would be so strong. Our military would be the strongest in the world. We wouldn't have the tech. Because let me tell you something. He was a businessman. He was an entrepreneur. Let's try and do this. Hey, let's see if it'll work. I'm willing to take the risk kind of guy. Okay? Oh, who's that remind us of? Oh, Orange Man, bad.
Yeah.
All right, so,
well,
okay.
Well, that was the thing about Trump. You know, he got in there, and again, you know, you guys remember the old joke about, hey, Doc, it hurts when I do this, and the doc says, well, don't do that. Trump got into office and said, okay, so what's holding things up here? And they said, well, this gas is $4 a gallon. He says, all right, so why is it $4 a gallon? Well, because we pinch this off, we pinch that off, and he goes, well, unlock the shit. And
pretty much.
And just one fell thought, all of a sudden we get up, we're going to Scotchman, and the gas is $1.70. And guess what? People were getting out. People were putting money away. People were doing things.
Yeah.
And there was prosperity. There was work. There was, you know, things going down. The American dream, as you say. And
yeah.
But going back to what you was asking about who I would vote for, who I'd like to see on the ticket, and me, I like to call myself a right moderate type. There are some things I feel more moderate than I do towards right. But by and large, a lot of stuff that I agree with, not because I was brought up a conservative. I'm a grown-ass man. But I see it working, and it works good. Okay? So I would like to see DeSantis run. But for his running mate, and my business partner always has a fit whenever I say this because he's far to the right, where I'm medium right kind of guy, I would like to see Tulsi Gabbard.
I can live with that. I'm a realist. You got to show me the same thing, what works, what doesn't work, and don't try to poop on my pillow in the middle of the night because I'm going to hurt your feelings. But the thing is, we got to get out of this mindset of of this doesn't work, this work, whatever. Got to get out of that mindset. You know, and the problem is because the left has – the left and the far left – well, the left is getting mad at the far left because they've towed the party line too far and too far
yeah.
left and all this other – and I understand that. Why do you think all of them want to – there's a lot of them that don't want to – have this thing to overturn, so many things overturned. They're back on the border wall saying, well, the wall should be finished. But no shit. You think it's just laying in the Arizona desert freaking rusting that we pay? We already paid for it. Taxpayer dollars already paid for it. The wall's been paid for. It would have been finished at this point. But no, we had to stop it.
I've said that about socialism over and over and over again. For the AOCs to carry on about how socialism is such a wonderful thing, do you honestly think that Nancy Pelosi wants to see socialism? That
no,
woman's
because
husband,
she loses her money.
Yep. And the nifty thing about socialism, yeah, you lose everything. It, you know, take, for instance, like my folks. They have a substantial amount of money. How much it is, I don't know, and I don't care, because I'd rather have my folks than my inheritance.
Absolutely,
but,
correct.
Yeah, it's no question about that at all. I mean, God himself walked down here and said, hey, which one you want? It's going to be my folks every time. I'll make the money.
And money isn't everything either.
Their ass. They did without, they sacrificed, they managed their money. And they put away a substantial amount of cash for me and my brother when they pass. Not to mention the house they have that's gorgeous, that they've taken great care of. Okay? All that stuff is coming to me and my brother when they pass. Okay? And of which I have stuff stashed away for my son and my daughter just the same. But when I pass, say, here, this is what you carry on with. Now, if we go to socialism, all that doesn't mean shit because it all belongs to the state. So the ass bag down the street here who doesn't hold a job, he gets a chunk of all that hard work my folks put in. And that's bullshit.
Yep.
So
of course.
Nancy Pelosi, with all of her millions of dollars that she's got, do you actually think she wants to forfeit that shit and share it with other people? Hell no, she doesn't want to do that.
That woman would shoot AOC before that happened.
Absolutely. Absolutely. She ain't no dummy.
That gets my ice cream.
Yeah. But I feel like if you put Tulsi Gabbard in here,
she's very smart. She's not going to be a cackling hyena.
Right.
And she will work in her job capacity, whatever it is.
Yep.
You know, it's the same thing. You know, everybody complained about Nikki Haley, okay? Nikki Haley's smart as a whip. She put South Carolina back on the map when we were failing. She got all these businesses to come here, and they're still here. So, you know, she'd be another one, but my thing is this. She's better off doing diplomatic things than being a vice president or whatever.
I agree.
She needs to stay a diplomat because she's way better at that. Tulsi Gabbard could be vice president and or president. And I don't have a problem with that.
And I think what you have is when you have those two, you have the moderate and you have the right together. Because I still, to this day, I don't give a damn what nobody says. Anybody who is down here on the ground with us, anybody who tends the tables at Chili's, or works at Old Navy, or drives a truck, or whatever, that voted for Biden, they cannot look me in the eye and tell me that they don't feel the pain of the gas prices. And the reason why I know this is because if we jump in the time machine and go back to 2 years ago, these people just carried the hell on about Trump. I mean, Jesus, it was, I actually remember just getting off of Facebook for a little while because I got so damn tired. I want to see pictures of people's dogs. I want to see, you know, Stroh posting about the damn new movies he's in. I want to see, you know, Tim posting stuff about him running without dogs chasing him. I want to get Granny Holster out there, you know, holding the belt and having all the damn people around her. She's hugging everybody. Those are the wise-ass memes that I post. That's the stuff that I want to see when I get on Facebook. And a lot of these people were just constantly on there bashing Trump. And I have no dog in the game. I'm not kin to the guy. All right? But it got so to the point where I was like, God, Jesus Christ, this is so toxic. I don't want anything to do with it. So now they have their guy in charge. And they're all silent. I mean, you don't hear. I mean, you could hear a church mouse pissing on a Q-tip before you could hear them. And I'm going,
yeah,
okay.
Well, here's the thing, and the black people and the Latino people are mad because they've been used for so long and so much. They finally said, wait a minute.
They finally figured it out.
What is going on? Yeah, and you know what? They will be a wave. They will lose their side of Congress. They will fight every bit of – it's going to get ugly. But here's the thing. We needed to get ugly in order for it to get fixed at this point. Still got to get to that next part. That next part will be bad and ugly. And once we weather that, it will be better. But it has to happen. It has to happen. I mean, straight up.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it just – the only way to put it back on track, and, you know, regardless of what your opinion was on Trump, because I'll admit I wasn't the biggest Trump guy. I thought my biggest gripe about Trump is that he just didn't shut up. There are sometimes
it was the Twitter. But my thing is this. I can overlook all of that for the good policies he put in place.
Exactly.
He had the country going in the right way. He had impoverished people working, unemployment was under control, gas prices were under control, things were going in the right direction, and our dollar meant something for the first time in 40 years.
Yeah. Putin,
but we
want to
kill
Kim
that.
Jong, whatever his name is, all of them were quiet. Yeah, Long Duck Dong or whatever it is, yeah. All of them were behaving. People were working. Gas was there. I mean, all these things. And that's the phenomenon that what happened is that there was nothing for the press to bitch about.
But here's the thing.
So
they were all scared
of him.
Something. But all these people were scared of him. Kim Jong-un was scared. Z was scared. Putin was scared. They were like, wait a minute. This guy's a nut job. Yes, he is. And guess what? He'll do something about it. Y'all keep playing around if you want to. But they knew once Biden got in and he wasn't pulling his own strings, they were like, ah, it's a free game. Let's go.
Yeah. I don't know, man. People have got to wake up, man. We cannot continue going on like this.
Problem is this country needs to wake up. We need to wake up and stand up as one nation under God as people and go, enough is enough.
Yeah.
We don't need to march on Washington. We don't need to do all this stuff. We don't need to cut supply chains and stop truck drivers. What we need to do is show you we can do it without you, and we're going to handle this. Like all them ships that are still sitting out in the harbor and off California, and we can't get the stuff to market or to wherever. That would end real quick. If we just stood up together as one nation and said, we're going to do this. We don't need you. We got this. It'd be over. What would it have
the thing
to do?
The thing that gripes me, guys, is, you know, I was a single mom for 23 and a half years before my husband and I got married in 2009. I raised Anthony by myself, no child support, no food stamps. I worked my tail off.
And right.
And, you know, yes, Anthony got, you know, a little bit of disability money because, you know, he was diagnosed with a bipolar disorder when he was 11. But now we found out differently that he actually had autism spectrum disorder, and he probably even had Asperger's back when he was younger, and it was just never recognized. And now I'm trying to get him the help that he needs to either have somebody come in, a caregiver or somebody to come in and help him in his apartment, you know, because something happens to me and David, who's he going to have to reach out to? He's not going to have anybody.
Right.
And these people, like, they did this assessment on him back in January, and he was so out of it that day. My husband and I actually had to answer the questions, and one of the questions was, does he have difficulty preparing his own meals? And I said, yes, he does. They put, no, everything that we answered, they did just the opposite. Well, they never sent a letter or a copy of that assessment to him until he got it today. And you only had, like, a month to appeal it. Like, if something was wrong or you didn't agree with it, you had, like, a month to appeal it. Well, we can't appeal it but when I go back to Optum and say, okay, another assessment needs to be done, oh, well, we can't do that because one's already been done on him. I said, okay, I don't want to use the word falsifying information, but when you take a legal document and you're not putting the correct answer on that form, on that questionnaire, on that assessment, Houston, we have a problem. You know, I mean, I can't, and it's like the day he went for a walk on the walking trail. He got lost. He didn't know where he was. Yes, he was able to call me that day, and so he video called me, Mom, you know, FaceTime me, and I said, okay, where are you, you know, show me a street name, you know. And as it was, he was like a mile and a half from my house. But he was walking towards, like, Rogers, Arkansas. If he'd stayed on that walking trail, he would have been walking towards Rogers, Arkansas, rather than coming back the other way to my house. But worst case scenario, guys, no, nothing bad happened that day. But you still have to keep in the back of your mind, what if he had not been able to call me? What would have happened to him?
Right.
And I can't get these people to understand. I mean, well, they cannot live alone.
You need to go to the people. You need to go to the people.
Honey, I have tried. I mean, we thought we were going to have to put him in a residential care facility. Okay, to the point.
I understand what you're
saying,
but I'm saying you get the people against whoever did that assessment. You get on Instagram.
Well, yeah,
you get on
Facebook,
and TikTok,
I'm trying, but now, you know, they filled out a dual diagnosis application. They filled out a 703 form because he's 35 years old, and now he has the diagnosis of the autism, which he didn't have back when he was 12 years old, like he should have had. You know, I mean, I can't get people to understand.
So my question is, bring him back. You can't get him out of that facility. Take him out.
Okay, he lives in his own apartment. He lives in his own apartment, Velvet. But if he would have went to live in that facility, they would have taken all of his money, but $30 a month, and we
exactly.
would have had to provide him an extra long twin size bed to sleep in. And this is the lady's statement. She says, well, in the state of Arkansas, it's up to the family to take care of these kind of people. I said, okay, I get that. But what happens when that family member or family members can't financially help them anymore, or they're no longer around to help them anymore, then what happens to them? She couldn't give me an answer. And she says, well, is he a people person? And I said, well, sometimes he is and sometimes
nope.
he isn't. You know, it depends on what day of the week it is.
They would make him a lord of the state and take all his money.
Yeah, oh, I know. And see, his case person gave me a phone number about, because we're still thinking about David and I becoming his guardians right now, you know. But I don't know where that's going to go. But anyways, the lady says, well, it sounds like he's just better off living alone in his apartment. Like I said, for what? So he can die at an early age? Because that's what's going to happen. He does not properly cook for himself. He is a borderline diabetic. He has problems with his thyroid. He has a partial hearing loss. I mean, I could go on and on and on. And I can't get these people to understand.
Well, then Arkansas,
you know,
needs to be out of your life. You need to find somewhere to go and get him there.
I'm not familiar with other states, if there's other states that are better equipped in handling. See, because he needs to be in a group home type setting, but there's nothing around here in Northwest Arkansas where I'm at.
Okay, do some research.
Where
do
he
some
could
research
go,
about
where
other
he could
states.
Go live.
Yeah.
Well,
do some research.
I'm about ready to that point, but it's just, you know, my big thing is, you know, I'm always going to worry about him. I'm his mother. I mean, that's just.
Oh, no,
that's
absolutely.
Just a given fact, you know, and that's my child. And if somebody comes back and says to me, because I've already said this to certain people within the system, you know, I said, okay, I said, if something happens to him and he hurts himself, you know, and you all come back and say, oh, I'm sorry, we should have listened to you, and by then it's too late. I'm not going to hurt you with bodily harm. I'm not going to physically hurt you. But this mama bear is going to come out and tell you what I think. And by then, it's going to be too late, you know, because I'm not going to be able to bring my son back. I mean, he's lost two good friends in their early 30s that dealt with mental health issues, you know.
Right.
One of
right.
our referee friends, I mean, and that's what I can say about my wrestling family. I'm not related to any of these guys at all. But they always, and I mean always in capital letters, our referee friend that recently passed, he dealt with depression and no one ever knew it because you never saw the depression there. He was always so upbeat. He was always so happy. He always, you know, would give Anthony a hug. Hey, bro, how you doing? Glad to see you. You know me. And, you know, my good friend Tim Rockwell at Wrestling for a Cause, whenever it's Anthony's birthday, he gets him up at intermission, recognizes him, gives him a free T-shirt or whatever, something from his merchandise table for his birthday. He always makes all my wrestling family members, they always make Anthony feel like he matters. Because Anthony was so abused, so verbally abused, bullied when he was younger. I mean, he never felt like he fit in, you know. And I cry myself to sleep at night, guys, because the way our system is, it's like, and Anthony says, I feel like nobody wants to help me because I have the bipolar disorder. And that was before he found out he had the autism. You know, but he still feels like that nobody wants to help him because of the way that he is. And that's sad.
I have a quick question. I know we're way over our limit. I have a quick question. Does he get state or federal money, or does he get both?
He always got SSI when he was younger. But what Arkansas did, when I got my disability, when the doctor took me off work and I finally got my disability approved, it took me 4.5 years to get it. Social Security says, okay, you have to bring him down and he has to file for benefits under your record. So what they did was they cut his SSI down and then he gets a separate check under my records and he gets a small amount of money every month for food stamps. But by the time he pays his rent, you know, he doesn't get that much for food stamps. And by the time he pays his bills, he has nothing left to live on. And he doesn't drive, you know. But, I mean, but the thing is, it's getting to the point where because of his health, his way of cooking is a microwave or heating up a can of, I mean, he cannot, I've tried to show him how to cook things.
Right.
He cannot prepare a meal for himself to have for another day. He has to have somebody come in and help clean his apartment so he can pass his inspections on his apartment.
Well,
but it just, I can't get these
Granny,
people.
I love you to death. I'm going to do some digging on some of the laws in Arkansas and surrounding states that are close to you. I'm going to do some digging with you and for you because I heard what you said about what they did, but there's obviously somebody.
Well, this group summit that helps him or that's supposed to be helping him, they're not doing their job. And I told his case person that today. I said, you know, what you all are doing is you sent this application in. It got submitted to the state. Now we're waiting for an answer. You looked at an assessment from over 2 years ago when we had a home health service that was going to come in and give him 64 hours a month to help him with his meals, help him with his apartment, whatever. And then Summit comes back and says, oh, he's only eligible for 5 hours a week because there's nothing wrong with him because they looked at an old assessment. I mean, you know, they kept saying, the Department of Human Services kept saying that his problems were emotional behavioral.
Listen,
and I actually had to have the...
It's because they're getting
money
to house him.
I know, but I actually had his doctor that tested him for the autism come back and write a more detailed letter about why his problems are not emotional behavioral. You know, so it's crazy. I mean, it's absolutely crazy, but that's what I've been dealing with for the past several months. And I know deep in my heart that he's eventually probably going to have to go live in a group home, and I know it's not going to be around here. But
yeah,
I just gotta find the right way to help him. I mean, it's like the lady that did the assessment in January. She says, well, I'm going to make sure that I answer this correctly to get him the help that he needs. You know, I mean, that might not be her words exactly. But when he was so out of it that day and couldn't stay focused, and my husband and I had to answer her questions and all these answers, I mean, I looked at the assessment that he gave me today, and there was a lot of things that was answered incorrectly. I mean, you tell them one thing, and they put the opposite answer down to make it look like there's nothing wrong with him. So,
well, all right, we need to
moving
need to
on.
We need to cut this
because
I don't want to get you.
I know.
That.
Yeah, it's we went through a similar thing with Rob, but it just got to a point where I just had to, flatten out my palms on the table, and I explained to people that hey, until I stop seeing, people come in and buying crab legs with their EBT cards, until I am stopped seeing unwed moms who have 6 children from 8 different men, I says, this is a legitimate need my son has because he can't see, versus an ass-related thing that these other people have, because there's legitimate reasons and there's illegitimate reasons. And I can guarantee you there are people out there in the state of Arkansas that got all kinds of assistance with little or no damn effort put into it. And that's where, going back to what I was talking about with corporate corruption, you know what I mean? It's one of those things where, you know, if it's used correctly, it's a fantastic thing. But when it's used incorrectly, it's bullshit. And that's what you're caught up in right now, Granny, without a doubt. But Velvet alluded to, we are going deep, deep, deep in the extra innings. I'm going to have to cut off the Keystone Pipeline, I guess. But we'll bring it full circle. Nice little Keystone joke there. Go pass it around the room real quick, like get everybody, get some parting shots in. And I'll get that old, crunchy old British lady to send us off to the damn bunks tonight. So I'm going to start off, Stroh, you still with us, brother?
Yes, sir.
Outstanding. What kind of business you got going on, man?
Well, tomorrow night, WCW Retro, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on PewterNation.com. I will be talking about the infamous wrestling bloopers of the year. So if you have a favorite blooper you would like to share, please call in. And then Friday night, the Stroh Zone at facebook.com/Stroh the Maestro at midnight Eastern Standard Time. The feature for Stroh Zone Friday night will be The Creature Walks Among Us from back in the day. And then Saturday, I'm going to be making a special appearance at the Bishop's Special Friends event for the disabled, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in High Point, North Carolina. So looking forward to that. And FishExpressionFriends.com is the website. You can check out more information.
Ah, very good. Man, I'll tell you what, you're a busy young man. Without a doubt.
Never ends. <That's> crazy.
Getting the miles on the car, but do it. Man, I really appreciate you joining us this evening. Good to have you aboard, as always, without a doubt. And we'll be running up on one another here in the next 2 weeks down yonder. Looking forward to that. So,
oh, yeah, XCon. Yeah.
Yeah, man. So a lot of good stuff going on, but good to hear your voice, as always, man, and look forward to seeing you down there, if not sooner.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Outstanding. Thank you again. So, Velvet.
Yes.
What kind of parting shot do you have this evening, sir?
Love everybody. Let's help Granny if we can, and Anthony. You know, every little bit will help. Say prayers. Those help. Pro wrestling interviews, new time on Sunday, 7:30. As of right now, tentatively, if it changes, I'll let everybody know. But 7:30, pro wrestling interviews, Sunday night. So the other question I do have for you, Dave, is when is this thing you're supposed to be doing? Isn't it this month?
Yeah, it's the 20th and 21st of May, Myrtle Beach.
Okay, is that still on?
Hey, to the best of my knowledge. I'm going to try to get Brad on here next week as a guest to talk up the show and everything.
Yeah.
It's just he's got his hands full, so I understand he's been pretty busy, but it'd be good to get him on so he can talk up the, because now that he's running things, I think things are going to go much better for that con, so be good to have him aboard.
Yes, it would. So let's do that. So, all right. Working on a guest. Big Game James is not available, so I'm still working on a guest for Sunday. But, yeah, listen, I love you guys. You guys are awesome. Thank you for thinking of me. Thank you for thinking of Granny and everybody, and, of course, your neighbor, Dave, with all that going on.
Yeah.
And Tim, Don't get a cramp running. And Stro, I'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Absolutely. Can't wait. Love you, brother.
Love you. Man, listen, if you guys don't know, we know we got to get off here, but if you guys don't know, Stro is the real deal. Genuine, true, stands by his word, take the shirt off his factory. This is a guy that I love dearly. I wish I'd have met you 20
Amen.
Years ago. Wish I'd have met you 20 years ago when I was, you know, really getting into the business. So,
I don't expect you, bro.
You know, we made up for it by doing this. So, yeah, love you, man.
Love you, too.
Outstanding. Damn sure good to have you aboard of Seasoned Velvet, and keep fighting the good fight, man. You got this.
Got to. You guys keep me up there.
So. Yeah, I'll send you some nudes throughout the week.
Sounds good, because I got to put it on my calendar because I'll forget. I'll forget to come up there and go, oh, shit, I was supposed to see Dave.
Walk around with the nudes. Excuse me, do you match this? No, that's not you. No, this is not
you. What kind of event is this? Is this a Comic-Con, a book signing? What is this?
It's a Comic-Con, and I'll be panhandling my book series with any luck at all. So
that's okay. I will help you. I'll be dressed in velvet. It'll be awesome.
Hey, it's going to take some honey to get the bees to the hive. So, I mean,
hey.
Damn it, bring it on. Hey. You got it right, sugar bitches. Outstanding. God, man. I can see the whole thing just being laughing my ass all through the whole thing. But, yeah, looking forward to it, man. So, definitely good to have you aboard this evening. Glad you called.
Man.
Always good to hear you, man. A lot of people in your corner, brother. So, Granny.
I know. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. What kind of parting shots do you have, young lady?
Well, I love everybody, too, and it was great to have Velvet on the show with us. It's been a long time
since
you've been able to join us, and I appreciate all the prayers and encouraging words and thought. And Granny gets to do something special Saturday at a wrestling show over in Oklahoma. Former WWE superstar, used to be Fandango, is known as Dirty Dango now. He's going to be in attendance, and I was actually talking to the promoter when we were wrestling for a cause, and David and I are going over Friday night and spending the night, and he's either going to have me do an interview, they're doing a YouTube taping for their wrestling show, and I'm not exactly sure even yet what Granny's going to get to do, but I'm excited about that because I actually got to see Dirty Dango at Control Your Narrative when we went to Texas for WrestleMania. I didn't get a chance to talk to him, but, I did get to, you know, see him in the show and took some pictures of him. So I'm looking forward to that, and just hope that everybody has a great rest of the week and be safe and just love each other and be good to each other, be kind to each other. So, and I love you all. I love you guys, too. So.
Absolutely. Love you right back, Granny. Always good to have you aboard, and keep your chin up. I mean, good things happen to good people. And you've got to. Sometimes we got to fight a little harder for it than the bad folks do. So it'll come around.
Yeah.
And you let Anthony know he's got a lot of people in his corner, too.
Not to
look down
the
ground.
Sure.
Keep looking up. You know?
Yep.
Have you aboard this evening. Good to be back at
it. Thank you.
So Brother Tim, who's been training hard to run for absolutely no reason.
He fell asleep.
There has not been any training hard.
There he is. What you got, brother?
Yeah. I don't have any parting shots. Just, you know what I got going on. In a million other projects.
I got a parting shot for you.
Hey, but, you know, seriously, there's not a day that goes by I don't think of each and every one of you. You know, we've all got our issues going on. So I want you guys to, anyway, yeah, I don't really have anything else. Like I said, you guys know what's going on with me, and just hope everybody has a great week. We'll do it again next week. It was great to have Velvet and Stro, the whole everybody on. I know Todd's not here. I get the luxury of talking to him every day throughout the work week. So that.
That's enough in itself.
That's all I got, though. Peace out here.
Cool. All right. Sounds good.
Outstanding. Well done. Appreciate you joining us. And, you know, tell Todd we're missing him out here. Whenever he's ready, come on back. The door is always open. That's for damn certain. He knows that, but it's always good to remind his ass, old stubborn ass.
All right.
But nevertheless, on my side, just a quick thing is, as we alluded to earlier, XCon Myrtle Beach, May 20th, 21st. It's a fantastic con. 7-8 years ago, it was probably one of the, I would recommend it as being the best con to go to cut your teeth. It was the Goldilocks thing. It wasn't too heavy. It wasn't too light. It was just right. And as years progressed, the direction kind of faltered a bit, but I believe under the Miller's guidance now, things are going to come back around. So they need, and they're part of our con family, they need all the support they can get. So if you're not doing anything, or if you are doing something, cancel it, damn it, and then come on out to XCon Myrtle Beach and May 20th, 21st, Myrtle Beach Convention Center down there. You're going to see the likes of myself, Stro, Tommy, Wildfire Tommy Rich, the gang from Mortal Kombat, the folks who actually, Matt Turk and all those, that crowd who posed for the Mortal Kombat original models for the video game, along with a bevy of other people, which I can keep you here all night. We've been running long enough. But looking forward to that. And since it's Star Wars Day, I'm just going to throw it out there. In the event that you have any gamers in your house, if you have children in your house, or you have adult friends or whatever, I'm going to tell you something. That new Star Wars Lego game, I remember playing that Star Wars Lego with Rob when he was 6-7 years old, and we'd sit up and we'd play it and have a great time. Well, now they've put out this new game, and it's so damn big. I mean, it's so huge that you're not going to finish it in any quick amount of time. Rob is now a robust 23-year-old, and me and him sit in front of the TV, been drinking beer, cutting up, laughing, playing that game together. And I'll be honest with you, it's like having him at 7 again. And it's done my heart a lot of good. Well, with all the stuff going on around here, it's done my heart a lot of good. And for him, I think it's done him a lot of good, too, because you never get too old to have bro time with your dad. And, you know, it's one of those things. Had it not been for Star Wars, and I know a lot of people, you know, oh, that's for nerds, you know. If it wasn't for Star Wars, I wouldn't be doing this right now. I wouldn't be having that opportunity to hang out with my son and just having some straight bro time. Now that he's an adult making his own shots, I could be his friend now instead of his dad, and I'm enjoying the hell out of it. So
exactly.
May the 4th be with everybody. We hope everybody has a wonderful week.
Until the 5th,
and,
just turn
safe, safe. Damn right. And tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo, so whatever you do, don't forget. Even if you don't have a dog in the fight, it is an excuse to eat tacos.
Exactly.
And I will eat some damn tacos on behalf of any person celebrating Cinco de Mayo. I have no trouble with it. As a matter of fact, that's what I'm cooking for dinner tonight or tomorrow night. And I might even slip a margarita in there somewhere. But nevertheless, happy Cinco de Mayo. If you're out there knocking back the cervezas, please be safe. And in the event you're eating a copious amount of Mexican food, take a Prilosec.
You have a blowout.
And we hope everybody, make sure your toilet paper is fully stocked.
That's right.
As we ease back in to Atwell Manor, Rob's sitting here watching the last episode of Ozark. If you haven't watched the last bit of Ozark.
And everybody needs to go to bed because they got to go to work.
You know what? tomorrow's my actual first full day off in like 5 weeks. And I don't think I'm going to do shit tomorrow. I think I've made up a conscious mind.
I don't blame
mind.
You. You've earned it. You friggin' earned
damn
it.
Damn right. So with all that being said, I'm going to cue in the old salty British broad. Love you guys, and I hope everybody has a wonderful week.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate everybody joining us here, Pop Culture Stars. And Amber, you can come on. We'll call it Poop Culture Stars for 1 week if you come on. Talk to you soon.
Night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Night, all.
British lady. I wonder if she'd shit on my pillow.
Probably.
I shit on your pillow.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Good night.
Thank you for Blog Talk Radio. I will shit upon your pillow. Good night.
Yes, you would.
Oh, well, look, I can tell you why the British lady isn't coming in, because my fantastic Spectrum Internet has shit out again. I do declare. Why do I pay these people?
I know.
I mean, this is absolute blasphemy. Yeah, Spectrum, you suck. Okay, let's see if I get this internet booted back up. There's Big Misty over there, my Mastiff staring at me like, where the hell you been?